Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to delay his controversial plans to overhaul the country's judicial system. His announcement followed unprecedented protests and the shutdown of large parts of Israeli society. According to the Prime Minister, his proposed changes would stop the courts overreaching their powers. However, his critics say the changes would help him as he faces an ongoing trial for corruption. Joining us now on the line is Merav Mikhaili, who's leader of the Israeli Labour Party. Thank you for being with us this morning. Do you welcome last night's announcement?
Well, a delay is better than they're going on with it against the will of the majority of Israelis, but it is far from enough. It needs to be discarded completely. It needs to be gone. There is really a minority, a tiny minority in Israel alone that supports this so-called reform, which is actually an attack on the judicial system in Israel and on our democracy. And this is why so many hundreds of thousands of Israelis are taking to the streets for 12 weeks in a row. This is why we had a general strike yesterday. This is why so many sectors and factors in Israel have joined this opposition and this rejection to what Netanyahu was doing. So yesterday he announced that he will delay and there will be negotiation at the president's home. We will, of course, do our utmost to work towards what needs to be done. What Israel needs is the opposite of what Netanyahu brought, and that is a constitution with a very firm Bill of Rights that will legislate and will formalize in a constituous way the values of our Declaration of Independence.
Is there, though, any indication that he will cancel the planned changes? Because, after all, they're being pushed by the far-right parties in his own government.
Oh, well, you know, there's there are three different interests here. The far-right settlers have always gone against the Supreme Court because they want to be able to do whatever they want to do in the West Bank. The ultra-Orthodox have always gone against the Supreme Court because they do not recognize equality, not for women, not for non-Jews and others. What happened now is that Netanyahu has his own interest regarding his own criminal cases that are being dealt in court right now, which he probably wants to take better care of. And this is why this is all happening. So I don't think he's being pushed by the right side. And also he chose them as partners. So what we need to make sure is that this delay is not only a delay, but turns to be a cancellation of these legislation reform.
I saw some speculation this morning that the government could collapse again. Now, there have been several elections in recent years. Is it possible, do you think, that the government could fall again?
There's always a possibility, and as problematic as it is, and you have mentioned the ongoing political crisis that Israel is in for over 3 years now, it's certainly not a good option, but it is better than having a government which wants to bring down Israeli democracy. So by all means, we will support elections in order to replace this government.
Merav Mikhaili, leader of Israel's Labour Party, thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland.